What is going on, everybody? You are listening to the J-Red Show. The Buffalo Bills defeat the Washington football team by a score of 43-21. Josh Allen had a great game. 32 for 43, 358 yards, and 4 touchdowns. This was a complete performance by the Buffalo Bills. A near-perfect game. Other than two really fluky plays, a defensive meltdown by Antonio that allowed Antonio Gibson to score a 73-yard touchdown, and a botched kickoff return. But other than those two fluky plays, Buffalo dominated that game from start to finish on both sides of the ball. That was just a dominating performance by the Bills' offense and the Bills' defense. And this week has gotten me more optimistic about how far this Bills team can go. More optimistic about getting the number one seed and reaching the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, I can't say I'm 100% confident that the Bills are going to be in and win the Super Bowl. I can't say with 100% confidence that the Chiefs or the Buccaneers or the Browns or the Rams or any other team is guaranteed to be in the Super Bowl. Hell, even without COVID, there's no guarantee that the game's even going to be played. There's no 100% guarantee that the Bills will beat the Texans. If the Bills lose the Texans, then the optimism will deflate like a balloon. But as of right now, the Bills look like they have an elite offense mixed with an elite defense. And I am just about as closest I can get to be an optimist. Can't be 100%, but maybe like, I don't know. What's the closest you could be realistically expecting a football team or any sports team to get to the Super Bowl? Like 90%? 20%? I don't know. But I have a real good feeling about the Bills this year. I could be wrong. We could see how the rest of the year plays out. But I'm starting to feel excited about the Bills. And another reason why I'm optimistic about the Bills is because the Chiefs are having a down year. They lost to the Los Angeles Chargers 30-24. Mahomes threw 2 interceptions. They lost back-to-back games to the Ravens and the Chargers because the Ravens, the Chargers, forced a lot of turnovers. And apparently that's the key to beating Kansas City. Now, if I'm a Chiefs fan, one question I was asked is, should Chiefs fans be worried? Well, in my opinion, it depends on your expectations if you're a Chiefs fan. I mean, if you're expecting the Chiefs to make the playoffs, then you should not be worried. Because you still have Patrick Mahomes. You still have Tyreek Hill. You have still Travis Kelce. You still have Andy Reid. Well, Andy Reid was sent to the hospital for some kind of illness. I don't know what kind of illness Andy Reid suffered from. And I don't think it's COVID. But he was sent to the hospital. But fortunately, he is back. So thank God for them. I'm glad to see him back on the bench, and we'll see if he can turn the Chiefs season around as they will face a terrible Philadelphia Eagles team coming up. But as I said, as I was saying earlier, I think the Chiefs should turn things around and make the playoffs. But if the goal for Chiefs fans is to get the number one seed, then I think they're in trouble. Yes, they beat Philadelphia and Buffalo, they'll be back at the number one seed. But Buffalo has an easier schedule than Kansas City. So that's why I'm pretty optimistic the Bills can get the number one seed this year. But they also got to look out for a couple other teams, like the Cleveland Browns, who destroyed the Bears 26-6 and only allowed 68 yards passing and 46 yards rushing. Maybe the Ravens, but I don't know. They needed a miracle field goal, an NFL record field goal by Justin Tucker, and a missed delay game call by the referees to beat a bad Detroit Lions team. But then again, I shouldn't dismiss the Ravens in their 1-2 start, because I'm sure a lot of fans are dismissing the Bills if they're losing the Steelers. But I don't know about the Ravens. What are your thoughts here on Twitter at Jared Show? This week we will see the match. We will see Tom Brady return to New England. We will see the Brady vs. Belichick game as Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. I think last year proved that Brady made Belichick. I still think Belichick's a great coach, but he doesn't have as good of a roster in New England as Tampa Bay. Tom Brady had in Tampa Bay. But I don't know. I still think Brady was more important to the dynasty. Mac Jones has struggled. Well, all the rookie quarterbacks have struggled. Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence. But none of them are as bad as Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson already looks like a bust. I mean, they lost 26-0 to the Broncos. I mean, I'm thinking about the Bills. It's like, at least J.P. Losman and E.J. Manuel gave us some positive signs. Zach Wilson has done nothing. The Buffalo Sabres are 1-1 the preseason. They beat the Blue Jackets 5-4 in a shootout on Tuesday, coming back from a 4-1 deficit. And then today they lost the Detroit Red Wings 6-2. I know it's only preseason and I shouldn't put much stock into it, but from what I've seen for the team this year, it looks like Don Granato has them playing at a better level, like what we saw in the last month of last season. I can see the improved play from the fourth, the defense. However, the goaltending is terrible, and I think that's what's going to keep the Sabres in the basement of the NHL this year. I think most Sabres fans have accepted that the Sabres are going to be bad for it this year, for an 11th year in a row. We just want to see some positive signs and some changes in the front office. And maybe ownership. So what are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRed Show. The Yankees defeat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-2, hitting five home. The Yankees hit five home runs. This was a weird Yankees season. There were times where they looked like the best. I realize that every team has their ups and downs. But there were times this year where the Yankees looked like the best team in baseball, and there were times where they looked like a train wreck. Like, they would win, like, 30 out of 40 games, and then they would lose, like, 10 out of 12. Well, as of now, they're hot. They won 8 out of 9. They have a two-game lead in the wild card, so it looks like they're safe, barring a collapse. So it looks like it's going to be a three-way race between the Red Sox, the Mariners, and the Blue Jays for the AL wild card. I think the Red Sox will win. I think it'll be Yankees versus Red Sox in the wild card game. But the Mariners and the Blue Jays are two greatly improved teams, and they could take the mantle from Boston. Actually, I don't know about Boston. Boston lost only. I'm going to take that back. I think Toronto will get it because Boston lost the Boston Red Sox went 1-3 versus the Baltimore Orioles. So I think they're in trouble. I think it's going to go Seattle, Toronto, and then Boston. But we'll see. Him on Twitter, Jared Show. The NL wild card is all set. It's going to be the St. Louis Cardinals taking on either the Dodgers or the Giants, whoever doesn't win the NL West. And I think that it's going to be the... I think the Giants will win the NL West. But the National League is loaded. When I think of the World Series contenders, I think of the Dodgers, the Cardinals, and the Giants. Those teams are loaded, and I think they're going to the top three teams. The only team in the AL that's really loaded is the Rays. The Yankees, the Astros, I think the White Sox, I'm kind of on them. They look, I mean, they're good teams, but they have some problems. But we'll see if they can overcome the problems. So what do you think? Who's going to win the World Series this year? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow, and I will see you later.